We good? All right. Parshas Kisavei begins with a discussion of Bikurim, firstling fruits, that have to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and we publicly and very loudly thank Hashem for all of His kindness. And then we have a mitzvah of something called Vidui. Sure, I gotcha. Vidui Meiser. And Vidui Meiser is the idea that twice in the course of a Shemitah, in the course of the seven-year cycle, that we come before our Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we say, you can see this already from chapter 26, verse 13, B'yarti ha-kodesh min ha-bayis, I have removed all matters which are designated as sacred or holy for a different kind of purpose from my home. I also gave it to the Levi, the Ger, the Yasin, the Almana, all of these group of needy people. I did everything as per the mitzvahs. You like that, eh? Well, as per the mitzvahs that you commanded. We talk about how he did it. I didn't do it when I was in a state of sadness. And nor was I in a state of impurity. Shamaiti b'koil Hashem alikoy. I have heard the voice of the Lord my God. Asisi, I have done kechol asher tzivi sani, everything that He commanded me. And here will be the focus of today's class, chapter 26, verse 15. Now we speak about divine reciprocity. Hashkifa mima'ayin kodshecha. We ask that Hashem look down upon us from His holy abode. Min ha-shamayim, this is euphemistically in heavens. Not that when one is in a plane, he's any closer to God, but it's a euphemism. We speak of God, so to speak, in the heavens, akavinu shuba shamayim. And we say, uvarech es amcha es Yisrael. You should bless your nation, you should bless Israel, the Eis HaAdama, and you should bless the land. You happy? Have a sassy little. The Eis HaAdama, and the land Hashem Asat Alonu, which you gave us, Kasher Nishbaita La'aveseinu, as you had sworn to our ancestors, Eretz Zovas Cholav Udvash, a land which flows with milk and honey. So let's take a look at this verse from the top. Hashkifa Mim'ein Kachecha. Gaze down from your heavenly abode. We'll start with Rashi. Rashi says like this. Asinu Masha Gozarta Aleinu. We have done that which you decreed upon us. In other words, we've fulfilled all the mitzvahs of Maisa as we're supposed to, as we're saying in this vidui, in this confession or declaration. I say, Ata Masha Alecha. Now we ask God, you respond in kind. We did, you do. We did what you wanted, now we ask that you do what you're supposed to do. How do we know what God's supposed to do? How do you know what God's supposed to do? We can lecture to God. We tell Him what He's supposed to do. We do know what He's supposed to do because He tells us what He's supposed to do. Sha'amarta, you said, Im b'chukesei teleichu, if you'll walk in my statutes, etc. It says, v'nosati gishmeichem bi'itam. And I will give you your reins in the rightful time. So, and that's the idea, as the sages tell us, the concept of uvarech es amcha. Oh, well. Yeah, I'm not so sure. Yeah. It's going to be all over the place. Chanesh, let me. Oh, no.
It's all good.
Uvarech es amcha. It says you bless your nation, and it says ve'eis ha'adama, and you bless the land. So since we talk about blessing the land also, it's only natural that we speak about abundant rainfall, appropriate precipitation, which allows for economic boom, and of course the land then is flourishing. All right. So that's what Rashi says. That's the idea of Hashkifa Mein Kachcha. This is the blessing that we give. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you look down from heaven. We did what you wanted us to do. Now you do what you promised you would do for us. So a couple of interesting points here before we go on and examine this Rashi in greater detail. Number one, it says Hashkifa Mein Ma'oin. Mein Ma'oin means from a dwelling place. But there is another time in our Jewish prayers or liturgy, we say the word Mema'in, and that is We say at a what? At a wedding, we say when we ben shasimcha b'ma'oinoi, that the joy is in his abode. And since we say shasimcha b'ma'oinoi, so this is the idea of simcha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only blesses us, but he blesses us, in fact, with joy. Then we have something else interesting. That's what the Kliyakar says. Kliyakar says, hashkofa, the word hashkifa, to gaze, actually implies baleful intent. It's not a positive word usually. So elsewhere we say that this is when we are generous and give, it turns what could have been a baleful stare, meaning a threatening look, into something positive. It can switch things around. But the Kliyakar says that at the same time, there's hashkifa, which means at the same time, there's a baleful gaze, and at the same time, there is a blessing. Let me just yeah. Okay, I can play with it as much as you want. There you go. Yeah. That's not going to work. Kind of, we're trying to teach over here. Yeah, it's going to hurt us. All right, let me get you next thing. Want a new one? How about them apples? Oh boy. Okay, so the Kliyakar maintains that the idea of Hashkifa here is that there's both positive and negative. And that is to say that to Bnei Yisrael who do what Hashem asks, there'll be blessing. However, to the enemies of the Jewish people and those who anger Hashem, there'll be the opposite of Hashkifa, meaning in a positive way. There will not be joy, but instead there'll be Hashkafa, there'll be a negative or baleful gaze. And so this will turn out to be the kapara. This will turn out to be the, if you will, atonement for the Jewish people. And that means that at once, something good and something bad can be happening. That's only within Chei Kabreda, within, so to speak, the lap of God, where the one look can be both good and bad. Good for Am Yisrael, bad for our enemies. And it's all, so to speak, encapsulated in the terminology of Hashkifa, of Hashkafa. So we talked about, in Ashi, we said that it says, Uvarach, Es Yisrael, and then it says Ve'es Ha'adama. Then we talk about the land. So the land means that the rain will fall in its rightful times. So what does it mean, Uvarach Es Yisrael? Why don't you just say, Uvarach Es Ha'adama? So Rashi doesn't say anything. I guess Rashi figures, if the land prospers, so that's... if the land prospers, the Jewish people prosper. But Rabbeinu Bachaya says that Uvarach Es Amcha Es Yisrael, your nation Yisrael, refers to Bonim and Bonis. It refers to progeny. So here Hashem blesses the Jewish people with progeny, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses us that we have abundant rainfall, which means parnasa. In modern terminology, we have nachas and we have parnasa. And ve'es ha'adama, Rabbeinu Bechaya then goes on to say, means begishmei ratzin, bracha unedava, rains that fall in a desired way, not chas v'shalom flood rains, not negative rains that cause havoc, or bring difficult things to the Jewish people, but rather rains that fall in an appropriate way and bring us only good things. So there is a big question that comes to mind with regard to this whole business of Hashkifa. And the question is, this is not the only time in the book that God promises us rainfall or good things. I'm going to direct you back in the same book. I'm going to turn back to Parshas Ekev. Parshas Ekev is that Parsha in which we speak about Hashem promising, V'hoya Ekev Tishmu, you listen to me, you do what I want, and good things are going to happen for you. So in Parshas Ekev, we have the second Parsha of Shema, V'hoya Im Shumaya. And if you take a look back in chapter 11, in the 14th verse, it says, V'nosati mitar artzachem, I will give the rainfall of your land, be'itai, in its rightful time, Yeder u'malkesh, early rains, late rains. Let's take a look at Rashi there. What is Rashi saying? V'nasati mitar artzachem. He says something almost identical to that which he says here in Parshas Kisavi. Rashi says, Asisem ma sha'alechem. You have done that which is upon you. Afani esa masha olai. You did what's upon you. I did what's upon me. Now, let's juxtapose the two comments in Rashi. Here Rashi says, Asisem masha aleichem. You have done that which is upon you. What does Rashi say here in Parshas Kisavi? Take a look inside. What does it say? He says, Asinu masha gozarta aleinu. You have done that which I commanded you to do or decreed upon you. So the question that we could rightfully ask is, we're talking about the Jewish people and the land of Israel. We're talking about divine reciprocity, because v'haya im shomaya tishmu means if you'll listen to my mitzvahs. Asher anochi mitzava eschem hayom, that I command you today, la'ava, that you should love, and so on and so forth. And if you listen to my mitzvahs that I commanded you today to love God and to serve God, etc., what will happen? V'nasati mitaretzchem. So here, in chapter 11, Rashi says, asisem ma sha'alechem. You did what is upon you. However, in Parshas Kisavi, Rashi says, asinu masha gazarta aleinu. So the asinu or asisem is not really a question. Here it's God speaking, v'nasati, I will give. And here it's a Jewish people speaking, ashkifam main kachacha. So that's why there it says, asisem, and here it says asinu. But there's a big difference. Here we emphasize masha gazarta. What's a gazera? A decree. A gazera is a decree. Here we don't say, earlier, just say asinu masha aleichem. You did what is upon you. Here we emphasize asinu masha gazarta. We talk about the concept of a decree. Why do we talk about a decree? What's an even more obvious question? The obvious question is, God has obligations to us? God has to do? What does God have to do? What does God have to do for us? What's the answer? I don't know. We can't lecture to God. We can't tell God, hey God, you need to do A, B, and C. What could we say? The only thing we could say is, whatever God told us. So say, whatever God, you said A, B, and C. You spoke of reciprocity. You said if we do, then you'll do. Yeah? So what could we have quoted? Here Rashi quotes what? In B'chukosit Aleichu. Where is this from? Leviticus 26. What could Rashi have quoted? Seemingly. Chana, give me 5 more minutes, okay? Okay. What could Rashi naturally have quoted? What could he have quoted? You're talking about the same book. What should he have quoted? Parshas Ekev. He should have said, like we just read a couple of chapters back. Here we're in chapter 26. Go back to chapter 11. Instead, Rashi took us back to the book of Leviticus. This is one book. It's only natural. Rashi should quote from the same book instead of sending us off to a different book. So these are the two questions, or two of the questions that the Rebbe asks about this Rashi. And we're going to learn the explanation. So page Ayin Aleph in the Biurim book, the Rebbe says like this. Ha-hezber lekach, the difference between these two seemingly distinct approaches to what God has to do or how he has to reciprocate to us, goes like this. Habracha v'nasati mitar artzchem in Parshas Ekev. The bracha that I will give mitar artzchem, the rain of your land, which we find in Parshas Ekev, chapter 11 of Deuteronomy. V'habracha and the blessing v'nasati geshmeichem be'itam, I will give the rainfall in its rightful place of Parshas B'chukesai, is as follows. Habracha shebe Parshas Ekev, earlier in Deuteronomy, the blessing is a schar, a reward, al kiyum ha-mitzvahs b'rama ha-bosisis v'ha-achreichis. This is what we call basic Judaism. It's a reward for basic Judaism. Just the basics. You do the basics, God will give you back what you need. What could be argued by the letter of the law? We did what we were supposed to do. Okay, fine. You did your checklist. You did what you're supposed to do. God says, I'll give you back. The ilu, however, the bracha in Parshas Bechukosai, where we have a blessing in Parshas Bechukosai, it's not the kind of blessing which represents that which you must do or the bare minimum, but rather represents going above and beyond the call of duty. How do we know this? So let me take you back to what we learned in Rashi in Parshas Bechukosai. Rashi said, "In Bechukosai teilechu, v'es mitzvei tishmeru. If you will walk in my statutes and you'll keep my mitzvahs." So walk in my statutes and keep my mitzvahs. Rashi says, one second. I would think walk in my statutes means keep mitzvahs, but it says keep the mitzvahs. So what does walk in statutes mean? Shetihiyu ameilim batoira. You should toil in Torah. Not that you should do the bare minimum. Not you should just do whatever is necessary for you to, so to speak, get through your quote-unquote orthodox checklist. But rather shetihiyu ameilim, that you should toil in Torah. In other words, the only way it's possible for a person to be able to earn the blessings of Parshas Bechukosai is not when he does the bare minimum, but in fact goes above and beyond the call of duty. This is a big difference. And this, Rebbe suggests, is where the difference lies in Rashi's commentary in Parshas Bechukosai, and Rashi's commentary in Parshas Ekev, and why here in Parshas Kisavai we reach back to Bechukosai rather than lean on Ekev. In Parshas Ekev, as we said, we talk about mitzvahs in a basic way. Fulfilling mitzvahs, the basic, the bare minimum. Our pasuk, however, says something a little different. Our pasuk here refers to doing mitzvahs in a higher way. Bikurim is not just the bare minimum. A person could fulfill bikurim by giving one of the first fruit. But that's not how they did bikurim. They would bring bikurim in a rich, in a lavish way. They would, so to speak, give in a generous way. So when a yid does that kind of thing in a generous way, so then he earns the blessings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that go above and beyond. And that's what we say, Asinu Mashe Gazarta Aleinu. We have done, not which is we are duty-bound. Duty-bound, you have to do the bare minimum. We did more than the bare minimum. What do? Mashe Gazarta, what you decreed upon us, which this indicates not simply an act of a mitzvah, but going above and beyond the call of duty. As we know that Gezeira, with regard to the word decree, it says Gezeira hi milafonai, it's a Gezeira before me, and in l'chorashus l'harad achareha, we have no permission to even think twice about it. This represents a higher level of self-abnegation and commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Rashi reaches not for the pasuk in Ekev, but the divine reciprocity that comes as a result of extraordinary generosity goes back not to the basics, but across the sifarim of the Torah, all the way to Parshas Bechukosai in the end of Vayikra Leviticus. And there we say, in Bechukosai Teilechu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, if we go beyond the call of duty, He will go beyond the call of duty. As the Maggid of Mizrich said, Hashem Tzilcha, God is your shadow. What does that mean? What does the shadow do? What you do. The shadow does what you do. And we must know in our relationship with God that there is a shadow reaction, so to speak. There is divine reciprocity. It may not always be in this world. We may not always see it, but there is divine reciprocity. And in accordance with the efforts that we make, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will surely grant us the reward and remuneration in like fashion. So the Rebbe Shtei Helfen, that we should merit the greatest rewards with the coming of Mashiach, Mem Heder, will be Amenu. Amen. Amen.